But first, we pick up on the story that opened yesterday's show. Is the cost of childcare keeping women out of the workforce? According to the business lobby group, the Australian Women Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the answer is yes. They've launched a campaign to raise the profile of childcare as an election issue. Yesterday, you heard from Yolanda Vega, the CEO of the group. The Chamber proposes a subsidised home-based care as one way of dealing with the shortage of places. In a moment, the Federal Childcare Minister, Kate Ellis, responds to that proposal. But first, a reminder of what Yolanda Vega said yesterday about the cost of childcare and average female weekly earnings.
If we look at the average weekly wage net, that means after tax, of the average female in Australia, we're looking at $717 per week. If you have one child and you're taking that child to childcare every day, Monday to Friday, you're paying approximately $557 a week per child. So as the advertising campaign that we're running says, you work it out. Because if 717 take away 557 just on childcare, there's not a great deal left.
That's the CEO of the Australian Women Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Yolanda Vega, speaking to the program yesterday. To respond, Federal Childcare Minister Kate Ellis joins us on Life Matters Now. Welcome to the program, Kate Ellis.
Good morning, Robbie. Great to be with you.
So the suggestions yesterday was that childcare is so expensive that some women will decide it's not worth going back to work. What's your response to Yolanda Vega's argument?
Well, look, I certainly support people raising the issue of childcare. I think it is a critically important issue and it should be on the election agenda. I'm obviously very proud of the huge investments and huge reforms that our government have brought in and want to see them protected into the future. And I would say in response just to the grab of Yolanda that you just ran, there is no question that childcare is an added burden on what can already be a tight budget. But I think we've also just got to be clear on the figures. And the figures that were put forward there are vastly inaccurate. The average cost of childcare is not $560 a week, which is obviously more than $100 a day. In fact, the average cost is substantially less than that.
There are a lot of childcare places that do cost about $100 a day, though.
Well, there are. There are some that cost more than $100 a day, but the average across the nation is substantially less than that. It's in the 70s, not in the 100s.
What about the average in capital cities?
Well, Sydney is more expensive, and because we know we've got some issues about availability of care. But just in terms of the actual figures, like let's have the discussion, but let's have it on the facts. The Productivity Commission has said that the average cost, full-time care, is more like $340 per week. And, of course, the other thing that's been omitted there is that the federal government picks up 50% of those costs. So we're actually looking at about $170 a week.
But that's to a maximum of $7,000 at the end of the year, isn't it?
$7,500,
right.
Which is a cap that less than 10% of the population meet. Most people claim substantially less than that. Now, I'm certainly not suggesting that $170 is easy to find and that that doesn't provide challenges itself. It certainly does. But I'm really proud that we're providing record levels of assistance and that we've ensured that the percentage of disposable income that's being spent on childcare fees is less now than it was when we came to government.
OK, well, here's what Yolanda Vega had to say yesterday about the federal childcare rebate and what difference it made.
Very little, because $7,000 in childcare rebate per annum, again, you work it out. If it's costing you over $1,000 a week for two children and you're only getting $7,000 back at the end of the year, it's hardly viable.
So you counter that statement, do you, Kate?
Well, I just say the facts are well less than 10% of people have reached the cap, a cap which we increased to $7,500 from where it sat at $4,354 under the previous government. I've got to stop reeling off that figure. There have been huge increases in fee assistance for families. And just to put it into context, over the next 4 years, our government will invest over $22 billion in direct childcare fee assistance for families. Now, that is well over triple the amount that the previous government were putting in place, which is why I say, let's make childcare an issue. I want to make sure that no matter what the election result is, that families can rely on record levels of fee assistance as they can under our government.
So you dispute the argument that childcare costs is a real barrier to women working or getting back into the workforce. What about the other factor, though, that was brought up yesterday and that that there's a shortage, particularly in many of the cities, of places for childcare.
I don't dispute that at all. It's something that we've been putting out there and trying to address with our state and territory counterparts. What's actually happened is when we increased the childcare rebate so substantially, there has been a soar in demand for childcare. We have never, ever seen anything like the number of families or the number of children in care. We now have over 1 million children in care in Australia, which is enormous. But unfortunately, we haven't seen the increase in supply keep up with that huge soar in demand. Now, we have seen a huge number of new services since we came to government. There has been growth of over 28% in the number of services, but there are huge shortages in a number of areas. We've seen for many years shortages in a metropolitan Sydney, but we're now seeing waiting lists in Melbourne, in Adelaide, in a number of centres, which is obviously a huge issue, not just for availability, but also because that in itself pushes up the costs.
Minister, how do you respond to the proposal that was brought up yesterday for an expanded system of in-home care subsidised by the childcare rebate? Is that a way to quickly expand childcare?
Well, look, I certainly think that in-home care is an important part of the equation, and I'm really proud that we've increased the number of in-home care places that we fund. But I also think that when we look at $22 billion in taxpayer funds, we look at why do we provide that funding, and we do it for two reasons. One is to increase participation in the workforce, and particularly women's participation. But the other one, which is also critically important, is because we now have all of the research that shows that early childhood education is absolutely critical to determining that child's future. So we want to make sure that when we're investing taxpayer funds, we're meeting both of those goals and that we have a quality early education framework around everything that we're supporting as well.
You've balked at the idea of subsidising nannies as well, haven't you?
Well, what I've said is that we've had it costed at around $2 billion. Tony Abbott, when he first flagged the idea, said it would come out of existing expenditure. So I think it's a valid question. Where are we cutting $2 billion? Which families are being left out by those huge cuts?
But the suggestion from Yolanda yesterday was that, I mean, she quoted the figure of 6% of unworking mothers were to re-enter the workforce. She was quoting a figure of something like $25 billion added to the GDP. Are they fair figures to be sprouting?
Oh, look, I certainly support the benefits of increased female participation in the workforce, which we have seen increase since we increased our childcare expenditure. We've seen a substantial increase in women's numbers at work. But I guess what I would also say is that all of the research shows that if we want to increase female participation, the biggest impact that childcare expenditure can have is on working class women. The lower the income, the biggest difference it makes how expensive childcare is to whether or not they participate in the workforce, which indicates to me that in-home care isn't perhaps the one major solution to that, because in-home care is always going to be substantially more expensive than any other sort of care, and it is generally the higher earning women and families who opt for that particular sort of care. So I'm not sure that that's the one solution. But we're always looking at ways that we can provide more flexible types of childcare, because obviously we know that there isn't just one answer which is going to meet every family's needs.
So what are some of those solutions then?
Well, at the moment we're doing a whole range of flexibility trials. We're trialling extending the hours of long day care centres. We're doing some quite innovative trials where we're working with nurses and police in particular, and teaming them up with a family day carer who can match their shift work. We know that not everybody works 9 to 5, and it can be really hard to find solutions. But we're also working to see how we can increase the number of out-of-school hours care places, which everybody and all research indicates is actually a huge barrier, because if you have to pick your child up at 3 o'clock, then that can make it very hard to juggle that with work. Mm.
You've had the trial for extended childcare going for about 3 months now. Do we have any data or any responses to that trial at this stage?
Well, unfortunately, they actually began on the 1st of July, so we've had them going for about 10 days. Oh. So it might be a little bit early to come forward, but I look forward to sharing those results when we do have them come through.
All right, Kate Ellis, thank you so much for joining us on Life Matters this morning.
Thank you.
That is Kate Ellis there, the Minister for Employment, Participation, Early Childhood and Childcare, responding to the conversation that we had yesterday on the program, opened with a conversation about the need to raise the profile of childcare in the discussion as we head towards the next election. And of course, that conversation that we had yesterday with the CEO of the Australian Women Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Yolanda Vega. You're listening to Life Matters. Robbie Buck with you this morning. Stay with us in just a moment. A window into the experiences of young men who come of age within the prison system.